I love that Buck Swope.
Buck Swope's an interesting cat.
This is as creepy a guy as you'll ever encounter.
That's right, Buck Swope.
Buck Swope, who Doug really is not comfortable with Buck Swope.
Kind of a shutter spook.
Swope's one of the best in the business, for my money.
Buck Swope?
Buck Swope asked Doug his preference on shrubs.
Ah! I may sue Buck Swope.
Buck Swope is struck.
I'm pretty high on Swope. If we need an old audio clip, Swope's going to have it.
Why?
I don't know. I just know he does. The wonderful Buck Swope. You know Buck Swope?
Well, yeah. Seem to have kind of an issue with Buck Swope.
Right. It always goes back to Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Mr. Buck T. Swope.
What's up, kids? You are listening to Swope's Picks, episode 25, FS1 Doug's Greatest Rants. A little later, we'll be joined by Doug Vaughn. But right now, let's flash back to July 2017.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with
it, motherfucker. A gentleman who had worked, I think, at ESPN knows the song and dance that goes on with Skip Bayless.
Aaron Rodgers is historically, transcendentally, specially great. No. You know why? Because Aaron Rodgers is hot and Aaron Rodgers is cold.
Are you kidding me?
He is not consistently historically great, transcendentally great. He's above anybody who's playing this game on a human level right now. He's also the most overhyped quarterback in the history of pro football. It's Aaron bleeping Rodgers. He's Errant Rodgers, E-R-R-A-N-T Rodgers. No.
Yes.
So he just argues against what the other guy says, whatever position the other guy says. Uh-huh. Well, clearly it's working for him. I mean, it's not really important whether you say Aaron Rodgers is great or not so great.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers
is losing
sleep over it. What's important
is $5 million paycheck every year.
I mean, I guess we should just do this.
Well, we're trying to. We just can't spit the takes hot enough.
But the Memphis guys make you feel good about the future.
Yeah, I get if they're so good, why aren't they up? I keep reading about Harrison Bader tearing it up down there, but he's not on the 40 man.
Put him on the 40 man and get him up here. If this is the best hitter you got, he's got like 17 home runs down the bushes, bring him up here. We got two guys hurt now. What are we waiting on?
But what about like their feelings, the major leaguers?
I don't care whose feelings are hurt. This is big boy baseball. If you want to cry about it, you go on down to the minors. That's where you cry. That's where you weep. If we got better players in Memphis, let's get them up here. What are we waiting on? We're more than halfway through this campaign. We got a catcher staring up. Get him up here.
It's still a long season.
We got Harrison. It's not that long. It's not that long. I'm tired of people saying it's a long season. We're going to wait till the third week of September and say, well, it's not such a long season anymore. I guess we better fold our cards.
Where's my $5 million? Will that get me $5 million? It won't, will it?
Media in this town soft. It's an embarrassment.
I know. It's the media's fault. When you watch the Cardinals, the one thing that hits you is, this is all the media's fault.
And we're the only ones who will tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here in the bleachers, and I will tell it like it is.
I do think if one thing you can be traced back to is the volume with which the reporters ask questions after the game.
Good for you.
You know, if we would just all raise our voice like you just did, Doug.
Right.
In the post game to Matheny,
wouldn't that be great if
be
you started
forced.
Screaming?
He would literally be forced.
They would start
to play
winning
the best
games.
Players. Yeah, he'd be forced to make the right decisions to play the players that we want.
I think Mike goes back to his office after the game and says, "You know, if they just ask questions a little bit louder, I'd show up a little earlier.
I will buckle.
Mm-hmm. I'd put a little more work in.
I think so." So what will they do? What will they do?
Well, win two of four against the Mets, and we'll be having this conversation again next time we're here.
That's the way it happens. It's just right now we're starting to think, okay, it's over. It's over now. It's not going to work now. It's over. And then they'll go and they'll win 3 out of 4, or 4 out of 4 against the Mets.
They won't win 4 out of 4.
And they'll be 5.5 out, and then we'll go, well, you know, the season's young. It's not young.
Guys, more. Give me more of your takes.
The season is not so young.
Well,
it's time we pulled out all the stops and start winning some ball games.
Quintana's not that good, though. The Cubs aren't going to go on a run.
Quintana is not that good. The Cubs are not going to go on a run. They're gonna come up short. They're gonna blow a tire. We can overtake the Chicago outfit. This Milwaukee club, I don't believe in them. If we would just play the right players, if we could just close down a game just like once a week, we'd be right there. The season might be young. It might be old. I can't tell. I haven't looked at the standings lately. But I do know this outfit had better start winning some ball games because I'm tired of it.
Say something about the fans spending their hard-earned money.
We go to work. We work, some of us, 2-3 jobs. I'm working like 120 hours a week. I pay my hard-earned money. Actually, I don't. I only go when tickets are given to me for nothing. But somebody paid for that ticket. Probably some big corporation that did it for a tax write-off. But that's not what I'm talking about. Some people actually paid good money. Good, solid money for these tickets. And the club's not winning. The club can't catch a ground ball on a regular basis. They can't run the bases. And they cannot shut down a game in the ninth inning. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it for me and you and all the fans of Cardinal Nation.
What about Martinez's blue hair?
Martinez has got blue hair. That's not helping the situation. How can we concentrate and win a game when our hair is blue?
No, you think Oquendo would be able to help?
Oquendo, where is he? Where's the secret weapon? We used to have outstanding infield play. He would take outfielders like Schumacher and turn him into a second sacker. And it worked because Oquendo was here. And now he's down there golfing. He's got to get off the course. He's got to get back in St. Louis. He's got to start telling people how to catch a ground ball, where to go on a relay, and get this club within the shape. Because the season is old, or it might be young, I'm not sure, because I haven't checked the standings. This club needed that. This club needed somebody to grab them by the lapels and shake some sense into them. Because this club is sleepwalking through the middle part of the campaign.
If that's not on a loop in the clubhouse today,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's somebody's not doing their job.
There'll be some people looking over their shoulders today. I hope the Turk's not coming to get me. That's what they'll say.
They say New York's hard on players.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
There's nothing soft about the media here. Nothing soft at all.
Doug, you can expect a 7-figure deal from FS1 by the end of the week. Thanks.
I hope so. I would yell and scream anything they want me to yell at.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious. We're just missing it. It's just there for us.
Wouldn't you say absolutely anything for the $5 million paycheck? God. Say it once and then shut her down.
Yeah, this honesty thing sucks.
Yeah. Just 1 year of exaggerating everything that comes up.
No.
Yes.
and then I'm off to a life on the beach.
Well, do you have a take on Lonzo Ball?
I am so tired of Lonzo Ball. Shut your trapper. Keep the pie hole closed for just one game if you don't mind. Tired of this. Tired of that. Tired of your shoes. Tired of hearing what the brothers are going to do. I want to see him play ball now. I want to see you lead somebody to a championship now, or else shut up!
UCLA never even won a championship.
UCLA won nothing while he was there. They got in the tournament, but they didn't go past a round or two. I don't want to know what you did in the regular season. We can all schedule the Little Sisters of the Poor, the Headless Victims, and Sedalia. They got nothing. They're on the schedule every year for Missouri. And yet we can't even get to the tournament. UCLA gets there, but they do nothing with or without Ball. So keep your pie hole closed until you get a ring.
I saw Missouri football posting last night on Instagram that winter is here when the football season starts on September 2nd.
I'm so damn disgusted.
But yet they were picked last in the SEC East. So why are they joking around about their football program?
You stop joking. How about you get busy in the weight room? How about you go through two-a-days like we used to? When I was a kid, we'd go through two-a-days. It was 100 degrees. We'd try to get water. No, get out of the water. They say, have a salt tablet. What am I, a cow? I don't want the salt. I'd like some water before I drop dead here. Go ahead and drop dead. We're teaching tough football players here. That's what they did in my day, and that's why we can win some games. Missouri Tigers don't do that. They take the easy way out. Get in the weight room, get in the practice field, and win some ball games, and get out of the darn cellar in the SEC East if it's not too much of an imposition on you.
How about Roger Federer and winning the Wimbledon?
Nobody can touch Roger Federer. They bring this guy Milan Cilic. Are you kidding me? He was crying in the middle of the tournament. He had a blister. He sat down and he cried. You think we cried in my day when we played tennis? We didn't play tennis at all. It was a sissy game. We were bare knuckle brawling. We weren't playing tennis.
But did you ever cry though when you were bare knuckle brawling?
The runner up at Wimbledon just sat down and cried during the match.
There's room for crying in sports.
It's not even worth the win for Federer. I wouldn't give him number 19. You played an opponent who cried in the middle of the match. Give the trophy back. Give it back now. You didn't earn it. Play somebody who can keep from crying at least one time.
Venus Williams lost on Saturday.
Venus should have won that. What's she waiting on? You're not getting any younger, sister. You're 37 years of age. You had your chance. You got beat by some girl. We can't even pronounce her name. Is it Garbine, Garbini, Garbanzo Bean? I don't know what her name is. She walked away with the hardware. Ratchet your game up just a level, if you don't mind.
Well, she just had a baby.
Excuses are for losers.
9 Koreans finish in the top 10 of the U.S. Open.
Where are the U.S. ladies? Do we not have golf courses here? Everybody play golf in South Korea? We can't get anyone in the top 10. It's our tournament.
It's going to be hoarse on the news. It's gonna, I have a voice. Oh,
I would do all that for $5 million a year. On a daily basis, I would.
You're telling it like it is.
Mm-hmm. Someone has to, because you guys won't.
Yeah, sorry.
You've got the forum, you've got the platform, and yet,
I just get too much money from the Cardinals. They slip me some coins now and again to keep me quiet.
Keep you flaccid.
Yeah.
Who do you like better, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
And that's what we'll talk about. We'll break down stats. Gee, I talk in a normal voice now, and I think I'm mailing it in. I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it. I am tired of blowing leads. I am tired of it.
Nice.
Nobody is more tired of blowing leads than me. It takes 27 outs to finish a game. The game ain't over until Abner Doubleday says it's over, and old Abner has done it again.
Nice.
We took the lead in the 8th inning, and I looked down there in the bullpen yesterday, and half the boys have got on their street clothes. They think it's over. It's not over. Cecil, can you get through one inning? We're paying you about $300 million. One inning wouldn't be too much to ask, I don't think. Oh, I would like a birth certificate check on you. You 35, you 55.
Tell me to be quiet.
Rosenthal, you look great in the 7th, 8th innings. You couldn't find home plate in the 9th inning if you had help from GPS maps. And I am tired of it. I have to take off my Letterman's jacket and get down there in the bullpen and start firing my American Legion curveball to get the last 3 outs, then I will do that. I will do that for this club. And in the meantime, I will ride you until hell won't hear of it no more, because I am tired of it.
I think that's all I got. Wow. But maybe we just get rid of Doug and you guys feel good.
I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Waka will get the ball on Sunday against Quintana, am I not mistaken?
You feel better about that after last night. We'll have to see, depending on how he bounces back from his first
game. Were you surprised/concerned to see him go back out there and then throw the final totals 119?
Yeah, I mean, I guess to me in the moment, it might be the only chance the guy has to throw a complete game. I didn't hate the idea, but I also, if he comes back and can't pitch right for 2 weeks, then you're certainly going to think, man, it was against the Mets that you need to have him go 9 innings against the Mets when
you were up by that much.
I guess I'm kind of on the fence about it, so I know that's not the take. That's not. I was trying to think of what FS1 Doug would say, and I think my take for that would be to rant about how it was dangerous and how it wasn't necessary.
Why are you leaving? Nice. This is a guy who has had shoulder issues. Nice. We've had to shut him down already. You're up by 5. You don't have a reliever who can get through an inning up by 5. If not, put him back in the bushes. We need this guy for the rest of the season. I don't care about his personal stats, about his getting his first ever complete game shutout. I want to have this pitcher for the rest of the year. Now you get in a reliever and you nail that down and you get his shoulder on ice.
There.
Meeting this town soft, an embarrassment.
Why? Well, not anymore.
I'm so damn disgusted.
I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
The Doyle number is just who are the best teams. I hate this Doyle number. I don't need the Doyle number to tell me that the Dodgers are the best team. Is somebody getting paid for this? Somebody probably got a job with a major league team because they came up with some twisted analytic. We'll call it the Doyle number. And what does it do? It looks at the standings and tells us who's the best team.
Diametrically opposed to the Doyle number.
For the Doyle number, just so you know, Doug, the expected wins, they're derived from the team's current ELO rating.
Okay,
so great. I know you were wondering about that.
How about we watch them play and we see what the standings are and we judge by their health and see what kind of players they have to provide their depth and make a rating based on that instead of based on just some number that some goofball nerd has come up with in his basement. I don't care about the Doyle rating. It means nothing to me.
But more and more front offices are using this kind of analysis, Doug.
Well, sure they are. Yeah, because otherwise you can't just look at the standings and tell if you got a shot or not. If you're 8, 9, 10 games up in your division, how are you going to know how to proceed without some Doyle number? Because I think down through history, we've seen this over and over. Teams get well ahead and they go, geez, I guess it's time to sell. I don't know what our chances are, not without a Doyle number. That won't be invented until sometime in the 21st century. We don't know what to do. Let's sell. Looks like we're going to win the damn thing. Let's give up on it. Until we have a Doyle number to give us some clarity, we are clueless as to what to do.
So what do you think of the Doyle?
I'm not a fan of the Doyle number. I can look at the standings and tell pretty much what a team might do. I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
This is a really fun pennant race for a team that's 2 games under 500, but we have to act like it's going to be competing for World Series.
If we can just get hot, we got a chance to win this baby. Come on, Leaker. Cut that hair. You look like General Custer out there serving up gopher balls at Little Bighorn. If you would get a sheer job on that thing, maybe you could get through more than 2 innings. Without giving up 10 Bengals. Come on, Leaker. We need more than that from you. You got a nice group of bullpen arms out there who kept you in the game.
Nice take.
But you couldn't get through more than 2 innings without giving up a 7th spot. I'm tired of it.
How come the sound off letters don't mention Mike Leake's hair, but they focus on Carlos Martinez's?
Well, his hair's blue. His hair is blue.
Wasn't until a week ago.
Well, so is Yoenis Cespedes's.
Okay, and what did he do last night?
He had a bingo.
That's my point.
What?
Then he got injured.
Where's the defense? Where's the defense? Come on, fam. Make that throw to the plate. Get that runner. They get no runs in the first inning. Come on, Wong. Cover second base on the double play. We had a chance to get a Herbert Hoover and end that second stanza, and you weren't on the bag. The ball goes into right field, run scores, they go on to get 4. They got 7 runs, they should have got none, and it all gets right back to Mike Leake's hair.
Boy, are you hot.
But I agree with Doug, though. If they can just flip that switch, if we can just get, a 9 out of 11 spot. Right.
We got a chance to win this, baby.
We win 8 out of 10, everything changes.
Yes, it does.
Which fourth place team do you think has the best chance to win the World Series this year and should be buyers at the trade deadline? The Orioles, the Tigers, the Rangers, the Marlins, the Cardinals, or the Padres? Which fourth place team do you think should be buyers?
This Redbird Club. Oh, we're going to get hot. I can feel it in my bones. Milwaukee's falling apart. Cubs have won 6 in a row. Pay no attention to that.
Good evening, sports fans. Doug Vaughn here with your sportscast. Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
There you go. John Jay leading those Cubs, Doug.
I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Had the Cubs-Braves game on, and I saw Chris Bryant go sliding in to third base, and that looked really bad.
That's what Bryant gets for sliding head first.
Skip Schumacher would slide head first.
Well, they shouldn't.
Place.
Trout missed 39 games, sliding head first, hurt his thumb. Go in there, spikes high. You ever watch any film of Ty Cobb? I don't remember him sliding in hand first. I don't think Lou Brock, the base burglar himself, went in leading with his fingers. You get a foot or two away from the base, and you go in spikes high, feet first, and you pop up, and you don't break a fingernail and have to miss 2 months of the season.
Nice.
This sliding head first, I am tired of it.
Nice take. I love your take.
How many people have to get hurt before we stop this foolishness of sliding in fingers first? What do you think's going to happen? Nice. You're going to get stepped on. You're going to jam a finger. You're going to break your thumb or your wrist. Stop it.
Media in this town soft. It's embarrassment. Bunch of frauds.
This media has got to get tougher. They are soft. And it's going to end now.
Doug, why are you worried about the playoffs? They aren't even 500. Thanks. It's from the 314.
Well, the season's not over yet. You know, if they finish 2 games under 500 and win the division, I'll take it.
I've always said, too, this will be a second-half team.
I have said for a long time, nice. This is a second-half team. This is a club that is loaded for bear, and you just let the season play out, and they will be there at the end.
They'll be 3 games out.
They'll be lurking around the 500 plateau.
Final week, they'll have a shot.
I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
This guy in Duluth was going to pay me $200 a week.
God, why are you
$200 a week?
That's almost $11K per.
Yeah. To live in Duluth, no less.
Any perks?
No, that was about it.
You know, when I had my first job, I got a free monthly haircut with scalp massage, shoulder massage, and a $300 annual clothing allowance, which can get you one bad suit.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's actually
Well, it's better than nothing.
Honestly, I mean, back in the day to get a little perk like that.
Right.
That nowadays, you have to get the FS1 to get a nice little
Doug's on his way.
I'm tired of no perks. There's one thing we got into the business for, and that was perks. That was haircuts, shoulder massages, clothing allowances. Now, nothing.
Anything else, Doug?
No. No, I enjoyed the perk discussion, though.
What do you think about the Colin Kaepernick situation?
he's too high maintenance for someone to take him on as a backup quarterback.
Yeah. This guy causes trouble. He causes issues. He won't stand for the national anthem. They get out of the country and don't expect someone to sign you as a backup signal caller. You're not worth the trouble.
All right. How's your golf game?
I wish we had a football team, though.
As bad as the Rams were, it was still good soap opera stuff. It was still interesting. Even when they were horrible, it was interesting to see how bad they would be. Still, as bad as they were, it's better than having nothing.
So
it's
true, Doug.
A lot better.
Yell about it.
And I got to travel all over the country following the Rams around. That was fun.
Yell about not having an NFL team. I want a team. I want a team now. We deserve a team. We're the 21st market in this country. These United States.
Dropping rapidly.
Doug,
Dropping rapidly.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville doesn't deserve a team.
We should have had the expansion club.
That was 24 years ago.
That was almost 25 years ago. And yet we should have had it. The St. Louis Stallions should be our club. Now we got nothing.
They don't have enough corporate dollars to support
We don't
a team.
Seem to have the corporate dollars to support a club. That could change. I don't know what in the world would have to happen for it to change, but it could.
We're good at startup companies.
We're pretty good at startup companies now. We got a lot of them right there in the Central West End.
Express Scripts.
Express Scripts is just one of the fabulous corporations that make their home here. It's up there by Umsel. That and that alone should qualify us for another NFL team.
MetroLink.
The Metrolink has been a bit of a problem. But you can drive. You can get there in 20 minutes or so and not take a bullet.
Media in this town's soft. It's an embarrassment and fraud.
Well, I don't think we yelled enough when they were here. If we had held Kroenke's feet to the fire, they'd still be here.
Doug, yell that Lance Lynn should take a hometown discount.
Take the discount, Linner!
Best fans in baseball.
We've got the best fans in baseball right here. We have been behind you in good times and in bad, and even if you don't get as much here as you would somewhere else, do you know who you're pitching in front of?
No, he could.
The best fans in baseball.
He could be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
You could be in the Cardinal Hall of Fame and wear one of those red jackets someday if you stay here. But then you go on ahead. You go. You go to Boston. You go to New York. You go to L.A. Wherever. But you will never have a red jacket. I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Doug, I've got four things that I hope you're pissed off about because I know I am.
Wait, can I I'm glad I'm back because I wanted to hear. I know you guys are the hot take twins now.
We're trying to get a gig on FS1.
This Cleveland
Cavaliers. We're trying to tap into the angry white man.
This Cleveland Cavaliers situation, they are a mess. Kyrie wants out.
Good, that was the fourth thing.
What's LeBron going to do, Doug?
I don't know.
I'm tired of the Cavaliers not coming up with a decision. It's July. We got the season coming up in a couple of months. Kyrie wants out. Send his ass to San Antonio. I don't care. It's LeBron's team.
Meeting this town soft and in Cleveland, too. It's embarrassing. It's frauds.
Okay. I'm already worn out.
Michael Wacha shouldn't have pitched a complete game shutout.
Where's your downward plane, Wacha? Yachty, why are you trying to steal a bag against a catcher with the strongest arm in the league? You play station to station.
And how about Phelps letting down the entire human race?
Phelps, you were supposed to swim against that shark. That's the only reason you were there. You had one job, and that was to get in the water with the big fish, and you let us down.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right. And Jordan Spieth, you took too much time.
20 minutes to hit one shot? What, are you the only golfer on the course? We got others out there playing too. Why don't you just hit the ball where it lies? If you'd hit it long and straight, you wouldn't have this problem in the first place. Tired of that.
Why was Ice Cube in the booth? Have you heard his lyrics?
He doesn't need to be singing. I don't need to hear anything from him.
You know, I just noticed, am I missing something? Is the phone board gone? Oh, it's over there.
Where is it?
Doug. Oh, it's here. Plowhawk's just moving it from his.
The phone doesn't move. The phone is right there. It's got a spot. It's always been there. It doesn't go over here by Plowsy. It goes over here by Tim. Whoever is moving this has got some answering to do.
Okay. I don't know if I can keep yelling for 3 hours.
But this is what you have to do. You ever seen Skip Bayless? We gave you the topics. Now it's time for you to react because we don't have anything else. We will take your phone calls and argue with you, presenting straw men and then shouting you down. 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. And Al Sharpton.
I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
And then ESPN last night.
Okay, what'd they do?
Textbook coastal bias. They asked the question, which of these non-first place teams has the best chance of winning the World Series?
Oh, I did see that, and the Cardinals didn't make the graph, did they? They just hate our city. I've had it. I'm not watching any more ESPN games. Sunday night or not, I'm not watching.
Do you know what team you are televising? Do you understand that they play for us, the best fans in all of baseball? And if there's a first place team, or we're a last place team, the fact is, we are a team must be contended with. That didn't make any sense. Neither does this entire season. So I will not have it. I won't hear it again that you're not including the Cardinals in any poll whatsoever.
Thank you, Doug.
I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
The Marlins did get asked by the Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants about a potential deal.
Mm-hmm.
But Stanton was, the opinion of the Marlins was that Stanton would not come to St. Louis. And a lot of people, he just doesn't want to play for Matheny. He just doesn't want to come to St. Louis. I don't know.
Well, I don't know why someone wouldn't want to come here.
It's not even about
that. Stan doesn't want to come here. He can stay right where he's at. If he doesn't want to play for the best fans in baseball, how about you just stay down there in South Florida? I don't know what it is you don't like about our town, whether it's the murder rate or the chlamydia, where we're number one. If you don't like it, then we don't want you. You stay right there with your bad self. I am tired of it.
I like that.
That is pretty good.
I don't
still,
think.
So why would a team in this situation where you're trying, allegedly trying to deal, they're saying no, but if they are taking a, why would they say anything about it?
I don't know why Miami would say anything about this. If you're trying to make a deal, you hush your lips. Loose lips sink ships. And I don't really care where Stanton does or does not want to go. And I don't want the Marlins saying a peep about it.
If Stanton knew how supple Doug's luscious ass was, he would have caught the red eye to Lambert. It's from the hipster Tower Grove South.
Do we have reports that he was at Lambert?
Got one yet.
Hipster Tower Grove South. There are no hipsters in Tower Grove South, by the way. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Most of the hip cats live out Sunset Hills, that area.
All right.
Yeah. Tower Grove South has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I'll just do the paperwork here.
Guys, I trademarked tired of it. Doug owes me 3 cents. Thanks, Stephen Wildwood.
Who's the guy in Kansas City? Isn't that his thing anyway?
Oh, you got a bathroom out of that, didn't you?
Yeah. But didn't he originally
say? Well, I don't think it was a thing. I think he was legitimately tired of it.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's really an homage to him.
I don't know if that was when I was doing the show with Bob or if that was just audio from Kansas City.
From Kansas City. He could have gone pumpkin picking.
Was that the same thing?
Tired of it! So yeah, let's be honest. We're just stealing from him.
So I think Stephen Wildwood, you owe Bob Fesco money.
Fesco was ahead of his time.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
That's a good one.
I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Guys, speaking of mountain lions, what are your thoughts on the Derrick Rose signing and the implications on the Kyrie trade? Thanks. It's from Stumpy from Sappington.
Hello, Stumpy Stump.
Doug, answer the question.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm so damn disgusted.
Well, you can be disgusted. I'm not. I don't care. Kyrie wants to get away from LeBron. It's LeBron's team.
So you got to talk.
Let
NBA.
Him have it. Kyrie is a big time scorer, but he doesn't have enough room to operate with LeBron wanting the rock all the time. And so, if he wants to go down there to Spurs and try to win a championship that way, I say go. Get out of Cleveland. We don't want you here. This is LeBron's club until he leaves for something better.
Who peed in your coffee this morning? Jesus.
My first inclination is, you know, I don't care where Kyrie goes. I really don't. I don't follow.
But Derrick Rose.
But when I start to think about it, it makes me really mad. We were the best fans in basketball until the Hawks got up and left in 1968. And I'm not over it yet.
What about the Spirits of St. Louis?
The Spirits were a fine club. Did you ever watch Double G Gus Gerard play? You'd have fallen in love with his game. They left us, too, after just like 2 years. They said, look at the crowd. There's about 700 people here. We gone. That's what they said, and I'm tired of that. They can leave with the Hawks if they want to, which they did.
You think Gus Gerard was in contact with Mike Stanton, formulating Stanton's opinion that St. Louis is no place to be?
I think Gus Gerard was fine.
There might be a connection there. There might be a connection.
We had some point. We had Maurice Lucas. We had moving Marvin Barnes, Freddie Lewis, Jumpin' Joe Caldwell, Bernie Fryer, Fly Williams. We had a good club here.
Fly didn't show up all the time.
No.
That's fine.
I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Doug, don't you agree that if Stanton spends one Saturday at Raging Rivers, he'll fall in love with the Midwest?
Yes, I absolutely
Bunchy
do.
Bunchy Donovan's priest.
Yeah.
Wildwood is a great place to live, Stanton. It's very diverse, similar to Miami. Thanks, Stephen. Well,
it's not really.
You have some older white people and you have some younger white people.
Right.
Yes, the whites.
Stanton's probably got a big penthouse apartment right there on the beach somewhere, just living the Living the life everyone dreams about.
You should actually Google this place. I saw Darren Rovell tweeted out about a week and a half, 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
I saw that too.
It's insane.
He bought the entire top floor of a place in Brickell. Which
yeah.
Is where, where that hotel is. Where that's
and it's all open. And right. It's all glass and you have views of the ocean, right?
Have you seen it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did see that.
Immaculate.
It's not on the beach.
Yeah, I think the rent is like $1,900 a month.
I doubt that. I paid $1,200 a month back in the 80s yeah. And it wasn't a penthouse.
Here's the thing. You show a guy like that a more affordable option in St. Louis. You know, one of the really nice four bedrooms that you can get.
He could get the whole Millennium Hotel for probably a decent price.
Yeah, he probably could
set it up to his own standard. Yeah.
Bridgeton, hello. You think he couldn't do well there?
That condo in Clayton might be perfect for him just to, you know, hey, plop in.
I already sold it, baby. I already sold it.
You got to give him a few years.
I sold
years
it, baby. Sold it.
Give him a few years on that contract before he can save up enough to live in Clayton, probably. Right.
That's true. Who wouldn't want the top floor of the mansion house?
I agree with you.
That'd be nice, too. He could walk to the stadium.
All the good guys, my people, see what they say about that.
Guys, Stanton is moving to Shrewsbury. I have it on good authority. My dad's the alderman.
Well, you know, that's close. He buzzed right down 44. He'd get to the stadium in 10 minutes. What's not to like? I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Doug, what was your reaction to the trade deadline passing with no activity?
Well, I was a little upset about it. You know, things would have been a little bit different had I been in that war room. I would have made some deals.
Give me more tips.
I would have started by calling Atlanta and say, you know what? We'd like Big City back. We're going to invoke our right of reversal and take Big City back. And you can have back this journeyman infielder we got, Vasco da Gama, Cortez, whatever the hell his name was. We don't want him. And then I'd have made a little phone call down to Miami and said, we want this Giancarlo Stanton is who
he
we want.
He doesn't want to live here.
We got seven or eight outfielders. We don't know who to go where. We'll give you all seven or eight of them, and we will take Giancarlo Stanton off you. And then I'd get a little call out to Anaheim and asked the Angels and said, let me ask you something. How many World Series titles have you hoisted with Mike Trout on your roster? And the answer is a big old goose egg. He's been a boat anchor on your team for years, and we're going to take Trout, and we'll give you players from the Peoria franchise. I don't mean we'll give you a couple players. We will give you the Peoria franchise for Mike Trout. Hell, we don't get any players from there anywhere. We're going to give you Peoria for Mike Trout. And then I would have called Washington and said, you got a fellow there by the name of Max Scherzer, who is our homeboy. And he comes from the land of the greatest fans in all of baseball. And this is where he ought to be playing. This is exactly where he ought to be playing. And we will give you a player to be named later. 2-3 years from now, you'll say, hey, what about that player? And we'll say, we're going to name him in about 10 years. And we will have Max Scherzer on this roster as well. So we will add Adams, Stanton, Trout, and Scherzer, and all it will cost us is seven or eight outfielders where we don't know where to play them anyway. It'll cost us a Peoria franchise, a player to be named later that we're never going to get around to naming, and some Portuguese explorer. That's what I would have done. Instead, we got nothing, and I'm tired of it.
Nice.
Wow.
You asked me what I would have done. That's what I would have done, but that's just me. I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Cardinals lose last night. Your final 5-4. Mike Matheny furious during the ninth inning as Derek Gould reports, and we'll get more on this in about 20 minutes, the umpire called time because he needed a break.
I don't see that very often.
No. I think he's watched too many games where if the pitcher doesn't deliver the ball quickly enough, the hitter usually steps out. In this case, the hitter did not step out, and the umpire decided, well, then I'll step out. Wait a minute. That's not your job to step out. Come on, umpire, stay in there.
There you go.
You're not supposed to be stepping out. Good. That's the job of the hitter to call timeout. If he raises his hand and say, can I have time? Then you go, yes. But if the pitcher's in his motion already, you say no. It's not up to you, Mr. Ombudsman, to step out of that situation. You keep your head in the game, and you let Brebsy go ahead and deliver his pitch. That costs us the ball game, and I'm tired of it.
That's right. not happy with the whole situation, are you, Doug?
No. I'm still trying to get that $5 million a year job at Fox Sports 1 if I yell a lot.
And the media in this town won't even say it.
The media is way soft.
They don't hold anybody accountable.
How they let that go, I don't know. They're in the pockets of Big Pharma.
Nice. That's a good talking point that we can use.
I like that.
I think that could advance the resume up the reel.
Yep. I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Did you get a nap yesterday?
Oh, no. No, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he was trying to sell that furniture on eBay.
Spent some time doing that.
I hear tell that it's light wood, very rare.
It is. Yes.
Are you going to be in the clubhouse today?
I don't think so today.
They stream the show, the players do, so why don't you tell them what you would tell them if you were down there today, and they can listen and apply it before the game.
Just be a simple message, pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Well, that's not delivered very passionately.
Pull yourself up by the bootstraps!
Loin passion right there.
I am tired of this losing! 3 in a row! That won't cut it! I will go around the room with a finger in the chest of everyone who's standing there, and I will start poking. I said, 3 in a row! We're in a pennant race here, whether you know it or not. Now pull yourself up by the bootstraps and bow your neck and get out there and win one. You're not playing for yourself. You're playing for the best fans in baseball. Maybe that point hasn't been made to you. Well, here it is today again. This is Cardinal baseball. This is not the Little League. I know you went to the Little League World Series. You're not there anymore. You pull yourself up by the bootstraps and bow your neck. I am tired of it. Tired of this. Tired of that. I am tired of it.
Ellis, why don't you take the show and run with it? I'm not going to be much good to you.
You're a little upset about
I've had my soccer legs knocked out from under me.
Yeah. Well, Doug, what is it that has you worked up this morning?
Well, just that loss.
I'm not going to take these kind of defeats anymore.
Give me more.
TNT is a country of 1.3 million. We got twice that in this city. Good. We can't put it in the old onion bag against that club. This is not going to stack up to my expectations, and you shouldn't deal with it either. First time since 1986, we can't get into the World Cup. Are you kidding me?
Do the pointing thing again.
Didn't we invent this sport? I don't know. I don't know if we invented it or not, but we probably make the equipment that everyone's playing with. What do you mean we can't get in? Panama's in. Honduras is in. We're not in. I don't like that. I'm not going to take that. Arena's got to go. Who is the German fellow that coached the club before? I blame him.
Franz Beckenbauer.
He set this up. He's responsible for this. He's got to go as well. I want a complete house cleaning of USA soccer, and I want it today.
Hashtag.
Wasn't Franz Beckenbauer, was it?
No. I think it was.
Wasn't Greta Van Susteren?
It was Greta Van Susteren, and then she stepped down. Bruce Arena took over.
Yeah, man.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Either way.
I tried hard to watch the game. I really did. I get about 900 channels on my Charter cable. I couldn't see the game. It was on something called BE1.
BET.
I'd never seen it. It wasn't BET. It was like I'd never seen this channel before. It didn't come up. I'm tired of not being able to watch the World Cup qualifiers.
God.
The whole world is watching the World Cup qualifiers, but me. I've got everything on my cable system. I thought I had everything covered. Not this. I can't watch it. Only the most important soccer game of the year. No, I can't watch it.
Tired of it.
I blame Greta Van Susteren. I blame Jurgen Klinsmann. They've got to go.
Come on already. This is nonsense.
What about Hans Gruber?
Boy, I don't think Gruber's helping it either.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM. And InsideSTL.com.
We're pleased now to be joined by Doug Vaughn. Doug, what's up?
Oh, not much. How are you, Swopesy?
I'm pretty good, keeping busy. I remember last time I had you on, I think I compared your rants to Lee Elia, the former Cubs manager who kind of had this famous tirade in 1983. But with this round of rants, it actually kind of reminds me more of, remember the movie Network? 1976.
Yeah, sure.
Patty Chayefsky and Peter Finch was the Howard Beale or whatever his name was.
Right.
It worked on several levels. And I think a lot of these FS1 style rants, you're both mocking FS1.
Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless, right.
We read that he makes like $5 million a year, Skip Bayless, to spit red hot scorching takes. And I assume that he doesn't feel passionately about everything he's screaming about.
Well,
so I figured if he can do that,
himself.
Maybe I can. Yeah. Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. What matters is the $5 million a year salary. That's
right.
Really what matters.
So
if we're just not doing anything more important than spitting sports takes, you may as well spit whatever it takes to get the $5 million a year contract.
It's like you're mocking FS1, but you're also, there's some truth in what you're saying, and there's some kind of legit, yeah, you know what? No one ever does point this out. Like, I think that the sliding hands first slide is one of those things that it's so stupid. Why do they teach kids that this is okay to do it this way? It causes injuries, and I think you had a good rant about that. Chris Bryant, I guess, had gotten hurt. And you had talked about that. But then you're also kind of mocking the hot take sports caller with like the trades and like, oh, we can just package all these guys that we don't have anywhere to play and trade for the best players and the player to be named later that we'll get around to naming, you know, in about 10 years. And but there's also some self-deprecating St. Louis humor in there. We're like, why wouldn't Stanton want to come to St. Louis? You know, we're only number one in murder and chlamydia. You know?
Right.
And there's just something cathartic about being able to kind of laugh at the absurdity of it all. And deep down, there's pain in your voice, and it's because why am I still, you know, grinding it out like I'm grinding it out while Skip Bayless is just completely mailing it in and making $5 million?
Right. I keep waiting for my phone to ring. I keep thinking maybe KFNS will up my salary to $5 million. Maybe Fox Sports One will give me a holler. I changed my phone number about 15 years ago, so it's possible they don't have the new number. They've been trying to reach me, and they just can't get a hold of me. I guess that's out there.
Would you like me to tweet it out so everyone has it?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, just maybe a direct, a private message to Fox Sports One people.
Okay, well.
Because I would scream my head off. I would scream all day long for $5 million a year.
Right.
I really would. I don't even care if I even know what I'm screaming about. It's not that hard to scream. It actually feels good to scream every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, journalism has kind of gone by the wayside a little bit in recent years, and it's increasingly become kind of fake news and media outlets kind of pandering to their base and maybe just jerking their audience off to get a emotional response. But I think your takes are grounded in some sort of fact. There might be certain things that are exaggerated, but, you know, you're reeling off players from the Spirits of St. Louis, and, like, we were the best fans in basketball until the Hawks left, and then we had the Spirits here.
Right.
They left after 2 years because they looked around and only 700 people were there, you know, and it's kind of, you're making fun of St. Louis, but also you're demonstrating that, you know, you've got a lot of historic knowledge. So I think when you get that mix of satire and self-aware, you know, self-deprecating humor, a lot of people enjoy that. I wouldn't be surprised if you did get a call one day from one of these big networks and
I would.
I think one day
I would be stunned.
One day you'll get your moment.
You think?
I mean, fake news is on the rise. I mean, it's been around since I think the Spanish-American War. Remember the Maine? It goes back at least that far. And
that was fake. The Maine? That was a real battleship.
It was a real battleship, but I think it was kind of ginned up by William Randolph Hearst to kind of get that started. I mean, we've seen in, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin, there's been several kind of conflicts that have been escalated on some exaggerated media reports, but we don't need to get into all that right now.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want to get onto politics and make it a whole thing. I did want to talk a bit about Tower T. The Dogtown Astrovan and I have actually been kind of working together on this.
Well, I hope it's good news.
We're just kind of digging into what are the actual rules and what is the process here, and there does need to be a public hearing, and that hearing has to be announced 15 to 30 days out, and they did.
Right.
They did do all that, and then they postponed it because I think they were afraid a bunch of people were going to show up, and I think they thought they could postpone it, and maybe when they rescheduled it, maybe they'll announce it around Christmas, and then they'll have it in January sometime. It hasn't been rescheduled yet. I see where it was postponed, and it hasn't been put back on the agenda, so I'm kind of anticipating that's going to happen. So be on the lookout for an announcement. It'll have to be 15 to 30 days before the public hearing, and I'd like to see you down there covering the event, seeing how many people show up to stick up for Tower T, because this is kind of the last stand, I think. And I don't think it's a done deal. I do think while the commission generally goes along with whatever the developers want to do, I think when there are cases when there's overwhelming opposition from residents, they're going to think twice about it. And ultimately, it's coming down to an elected official who's going to have to sign off on this. And if there are hundreds, if not thousands of people that are showing up on a Monday night or whatever to support Tower T. I mean, the batting cages, the driving ranges, I've brought this up with I don't know how many different people in my different clients, and everybody is like, that's really effed up that they're doing that. And it affects a lot of people. Even if you only go there once or twice a year, you know, it affects a lot of people.
Well, sure it does. There's only so many recreational places like that inside 270, or really inside, you know, St. Charles County at this point. I know land is precious, but you would think that there would be other places to build yet another housing development. Is that really what we need there?
It would seem like there should be at least some dialogue, some public discourse on this before we just let somebody come in and bulldoze it and take it all down. I want to see what happens at this public hearing. I kind of want to see where the county council lands on it. And if we can pressure Pat Dolan, it's in his district. So he's the one who's going to really, I don't think there's any way it goes through without his approval. So, and he's up for re-election and it doesn't need to be like a contentious thing. I would like him to at least hear the public out. And if there's a good case to at least pump the brakes on it, I think we can at least buy some time and maybe get a better resolution. There's definitely tax revenue to be made there if you develop it, but you look at the neighborhoods around there, you look at Hege Road, which can't be widened because there's those train tracks and that bridge. It might make sense for people that don't live around there, that don't use Tower T, where that's like, oh, we'll get more tax revenue to support the whole county. But in that general area, it's not necessarily, I mean, I don't think it is going to impact their bottom line or lower anyone else's taxes to the point where they're or somehow boost their services to the point where they're going to be happy that they no longer have Tower T and they have to deal with all this extra traffic. You know, there has to be dialogue, and maybe we add 50 units and we keep the business that's paying taxes, that's paid taxes for 50 years, and we don't overload the street, and then everybody wins. You know, I don't know. I'd like to at least have the argument stated and not just have it be a behind closed doors. A couple people exchanged handshakes and we ran a puff piece in the STL today and now it's over.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come to that. I'm glad that you're fighting it. I know sometimes it takes just a citizen or two to rattle some cages to get some things done.
A lot of people have mentioned it to me without me bringing it up, and a lot of people since I've brought it up have also supported it. You got to pick your battles in life, and this is one of those that I'm gonna do what I can.
Well, I would think that Tower Teeth serves several thousand over the course of a year, come and go there on the driving range and the batting cages, and I just hope that that place it's a landmark in that part of St. Louis. I really hope that you can do something, you and whoever else is fighting it with you. Come to a resolution that makes us happy.
I appreciate your support, and we hope to see you covering the hearing, getting after lady journalism when it does get rescheduled.
Well, you let me know when it is, and we'll try to get there.
I will let you know. Until we get that $5 million deal.
Yeah, I'll work 1 year and then shut it down.
Yeah,
well, and I'll be done.
I think at that point, you'll shut it down, and then they'll give you $10 million to come back. I think that's how you do it.
Well, then I'll come back for a second year. I'll come back for a second year, and then I'll shut it down. Two more years, and I'm good.
All right.
If I make $15 million in the next 2 years, I guarantee you, I'd be good. I'd be fine with that.
All right. Well, I'll start working on that, and maybe take a nice nice 10% of that.
I'll give it to you. If you can find me a $5 million deal, you can have 10%. 11. Right. Make it 11.
All right. Well, that sounds good. So we'll see you tonight at Hot Shots, and we'll do some shutter spooking, and we'll see what. No Jay Jr. tonight, so I don't know how they're going to fill the 2 hours.
Won't be as much fun.
It is funny because the offense kind of runs through him at these things, you know. And when he's not there, everyone's looking at each other like, "Well, now what do we do?" And Cat will get up and be like, "Who wants to rob and feed Larry?" But I don't know if Larry's going to make it out to West County. You know, that's
I wouldn't think so.
It's a bit of a haul.
That's
for him,
away so. From Alton. Yeah, you can't get there from Alton.
So we'll see what happens. But anyway, Doug, I appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to work, and we'll see you later.
All right, then. Talk to you again.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Swope here, reminding you that all episodes of Swope's Picks are available for download at InsideSTL.com. You can also find Swope's Picks on iTunes in the comedy section under S for Swope. Once again, I'd like to thank Doug Vaughn for joining us.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Thank you for listening to Swope's Picks.
enjoy the match.
Webcam.
I'm going to have to see some robin feeding, so I'm going to be more aggressive to make sure we get at least one robin feeding.
We are swingers. Come stay with us.
How many dicks did you suck to get this job?
Oh. How do you fit six in your mouth?
Afterward, when I hit the showers, I felt a gentle touch on my shoulder as he whispered in my ear.
I've been in that bathroom, and that'd be a tough place to bottom.
I still don't know if she has a bush or not.
Although I'm starting to think the erection is telling my naughty secret.
She just got blown off by two strangers, one of them in a page boy wig.
Was it a dude or something?
I'm big on the details, Doug.
Soft cow.
No,
I have one.
See what you've started.
Right now in front of me.
Webcam.
Set up a whorehouse.
Say, hey, anyone need a ride to the bullpark?
Not sure why the crotch was cut out, but he does sound eager to get started.
Like, what do they look like?
Well, it doesn't matter what they look like. They're there to party.
If I don't pull out, can I get my neighbor Randy pregnant?
Didn't that happen to Bill Clinton?
And they both took their shirts off.
In an erotic fashion.
What do you wear?
Hang on, let me peel off these nipple tassels.
Mo said that I was being too cute.
Back it up a bit.
Spoken like a true gigolo.
Now my panties.
You gotta have balls up in the air all the time.
Here comes a butt plug. Oh no!
They wanted you to watch. That's why they only shut the curtain like halfway.
Hey, what up, Dougie?
I haven't run into anybody I know at the bathhouse yet, and I feel like that's gonna be awkward when it happens.
Well, people are in disguise there. They don't want to be spotted. Like, and you know they're all going back to everybody's room and just banging like crazy.
I fist Doug.
But it's almost like a good pain.
Like anal.
I'm in no pain whatsoever.
Sounds like he has a lot of experience.
You had him in your telecast and he screwed it up.
An older gentleman, probably.
Mm. Is he the guy who would trace his privates on desks in class?
This Swopesy, he's a showman.
You shouldn't be there.
Well, at least according to Matt Lauer.